This is Arch Obler. Do you love your wife or your husband or your friend? Or do you hate? The terrors you are about to hear are in your own mind. Listen to them.
Hey, now that's enough. Cut it up. Break it up, will you? Oh, Linda, for the love of Mike, cut it out, will you? Your husband will be tearing in here in a minute.
Oh, yeah? So what? Hey, give me my drink, Joe. Oh, baby, do I feel swell.
Oh, golly, look what time it is. Come on, Joe, we better get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't go, don't go. I don't want to be alone.
Your husband's here, ain't he?
Oh, so that's the same thing, isn't it? Come on, stick around. Let's have some more fun. I got, let's say, I'm as blue as I can.
Linda, for heaven's sakes, Linda.
Oh, well, speak of the devil. How are you, Johnny boy? Come on in, the water's wet. Only don't slip on the ice, cube.
Linda, for heaven's sake, I'm trying to work.
Oh, go away. Go away. You're spoiling my party. Throw him out of here, Kenny. He's only my husband.
Oh, Linda, take it easy.
Get out of here. You, whatever your name is, get out.
Okay. Hey, okay. No.
You two, go on, clear out.
I'm going.
No. No, wait. Don't listen to him. It's my house. It's my house. You. You kicked them out, my friends. You kicked them out.
Linda, I've begged with you. I've pleaded with you to keep those people out of this house while I'm trying to get some work done.
You kicked them out. My friends.
Night after night, you and those people yowling and screaming like a pack of alley cats. And you're the worst of all. I'm through, Linda. I'm through with you for good.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not.
Now, keep away from me. Keep away. Oh, Linda.
You see? You're not through with me at all.
Oh, Linda.
No. You let me go. Let me go. I don't want you, you fool. You're not through with me. I'm through with you.
Linda, you're my wife.
Huh? Is that supposed to hold me to you? Why do you think I married you?
You love me. You must have loved me.
I loved you about as much as that canary up there loves its cage.
Stop that.
I told myself I'd stay with you a year.
For 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years, because you threw me a curve. You started to make more than I ever thought you could make. But now I've had a belly full. So goodbye, mister. I'm cashing in.
Linda, you don't mean that.
One side, bookkeeper. I'm headed for Vegas.
You're no good. I know you're no good, but heaven help me, I love you. I've never loved anybody else.
Get out of my way.
No. I won't let you go. You've got to stay.
Take your hands off me. You let go!
No, good. You cost me my self-respect, but you're going to stay with
keep
me.
Keep your hands
you'll
off
stay
me.
With me or I'll cut you off without a cent. You'll never get a dime from me, not a dime. Now, you stop that.
Are you
stop
fat?
Laughing.
Oh, you fat-headed sap.
You stop that. Enough.
You're going to cut me off without a cent, are you? Oh, you fool. I've got everything that belongs to you now. You hear me? Everything.
What are you talking about? What are you saying?
This house. It's in my name, isn't it? The car. It's in my name, isn't it?
You wouldn't.
Wouldn't I? Well, listen to this, my darling husband. I cleaned out the bank account yesterday.
No.
Every cent of it. I won't be in the street. You will. This is my house. Get your things and get out of here.
I'll kill you.
No.
I'll kill
you. No, you stop it. No! Let me go. My Egyptian cat! Broken!
It was your arm.
You pushed me against it, you!
You and your stupid cat statue. We're talking about our marriage.
You broke my Egyptian cat.
All right, I broke it. I broke it. They're more important to you. I'll break them all.
No! Oh, what are you doing? Stop it! I'll stab you!
My face.
Broken. Oh, broken. My lovely cat. My babies. My babies.
The way you clawed me. Blood.
My babies.
Is that what they were to you?
Babies.
A cat. That's what you are. Mother of cats. A cat. That's what you are, a cat. A big white cat. You think like one. You screech like one. You claw like one. You even look like one. Your eyes. I never realized before. You're cat's eyes. That's what they are, cat's eyes. A cat. I didn't marry a woman. I married a cat. You're a cat. A backyard, back fence cat.
That's enough of that. Stop saying it.
A cat, a cat, a cat.
Stop staring at me like that.
You stop staring at me.
John. John, what's happening to me? John. My head. I can hardly see. John, help me. John.
Linda.
What are you staring at? What are you
staring at? What are you staring
at? Linda.
John, that's quite enough of that.
Doctor, what have I done?
Will you listen to me once and for all? Stop blaming yourself for what happened.
You don't understand. You weren't there.
I understand your wife very well, and I don't have to specialize in psychiatry for that understanding.
Tell me.
Well, it's preposterous to say you're to blame. She was in a hysterical condition. The suggestion that she was a cat resulted in a temporary retreat from reality.
Then I am to blame.
Not a bit of it. It would have happened somewhere, sometime.
Oh, now.
Look here, I told you 5 months ago that your wife was mentally ill.
No.
You said no then, and you say no now.
I know
mental illness has all sorts of levels, has all sorts of manifestations, and all sorts of reasons. Her abnormal attachment to that collection of pottery cats. Substitute for the children she could never have. Now, I warned you of that, too.
You talk, and you talk, and you talk, but what about now? She's in there, sick. What good is your talking?
I'm through talking. She's under sedation. She'll sleep until morning. I'll come back then and face the issue of treatment. All right?
If you say so.
I do indeed. Good night. Now do get some rest.
Linda, I've got to see you again. I've got to make sure you're all right. Sleeping. So quietly. Face like a child's. Her hands on the covers. Like claws. No. No, Linda. I didn't mean to wake you up. Smiling. Your teeth like fangs. Doctor, listen to her. Dear God, listen to her.
Fingers into claws, teeth into fangs. It can't be happening, and yet I've seen her.
Why are you standing there? Why don't you do something?
But what? In the name of all that's rational, what?
Well, there must be something, a drug, something, something.
Yesterday I had all the answers, a retreat from reality, psychosomatic. Now, I don't know. I have to call in someone else.
What?
Consultation. Another doctor. Yes, that's it. Get someone to help me.
No, no. Now, wait.
Now,
wait.
Stop pulling at me. John, what are you doing?
You're calling in someone else.
Yes, yes, of course. Fact of the matter is, I think I'll phone my friend Dr. Rodman at County. Now, don't look at me so blankly. It's the only possible answer.
Answer?
Well, this horrible thing that's happened to your wife, it goes beyond just you and me. It goes beyond the normal into the supernormal. Now, where's the telephone? Oh, yes, at the foot of the stairs.
No.
What are you doing,
I won't let you phone anyone, no.
Are you out of your mind? Let go of me.
She's Linda, my wife. Oh. I cursed her to God, and I turned her into a yowling beast.
Oh, John,
it's my shame, mine.
Yourself.
And you're not going to tell anyone else about it, no one.
Now, look, John, I'm getting a little weary of your hysteria. Will you let go of me?
You've got to swear you won't tell anyone.
Let go of me.
He fell. Doctor, are you dead? Oh, Linda, who will help us now? No, try to sleep, darling. Try to sleep. Yes. I know, darling, but it's almost morning. You must rest. Sleep, Linda. Sleep, my darling. All right, I'll stop. I've got to be strong. I've got to help you. And I did help you. He was going to tell him about you. Other people, they'd have taken you away from me, locked you up, and stared at you through bars. But I couldn't let him, could I? And then he fell. And I buried him down. Oh, I've pleased you, haven't I, my darling? I never could please you before, could I? But now I've pleased you. I'll tell them he never came here, and no one will ever know, darling. What is it, darling? What's the matter? Why are you getting up? What is it? Why go to the window? What do you want? If I could only understand you, if I could only know what you're trying to say to me. Oh, no. Linda, no. No, stop. Stop.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. Always my first customer.
Morning.
I was saying to my wife I was eating breakfast this morning.
Yes, Mr. Heinrich. Some other time. I'm in a hurry. My order, please.
Sure, but you didn't give me an order yet. How about a nice broiling steak?
No, nothing like that.
But broiling a steak, that's easy. When my wife goes to the country, that's what I always make for myself.
Look, no. Now, I'm in a hurry. My package. Have you got it?
All right. You don't have to get so excited, Mr. Taylor. What do you want? The same as yesterday?
Yes, the same as yesterday. A couple of pounds of fresh liver.
A small steak?
Liver.
All right. But it's not good for you for 3 days. Ever since your wife went away, you eat nothing but liver.
Are you going to fill my order?
I'm filling. So, liver for cats.
Why do you say that?
Why shouldn't I say it? So much liver is for cats. Listen, this morning I caught a couple of mice in a trap. Maybe you'd like to take them along.
Blast you.
Mr. Taylor, the liver, you for... Crazy customers.
Oh, my Linda. Close to me. Always close to me. Never leave me now, will you? It's better this way. No. No, it's all right. I won't answer it. All right, if you want me to. But what if it's about him? Well, that's true. I buried him. They wouldn't know. All right. I'll have to leave you alone for a moment, Linda. Don't be impatient. I'll get rid of whoever it is in a moment. Yes. Well, what is it?
Are you the owner of this house?
Yes. What do you want?
Kerrigan's my name. I've got that greenhouse across the alley from you.
Yes?
Well, we never met, but as I said, Kerrigan's the name. I'm with the department.
Department?
Police. I'm desk sergeant at the 3rd Precinct Station.
What do you want?
Well, I don't want a thing. Efficiently, that is. See, I'm off duty today, so I thought I'd drop over and talk to you about it. Do you mind if I step in for a moment?
Step in?
Yeah, in.
Of course.
Thank you. Say, I just get you up or something?
No.
Well, you got a nice place here.
Yes, nice, very nice.
Oh, say, look at that.
What?
The birdcage on the floor.
Oh, yes, I knocked it over last night.
Did it get out?
What?
The canary. Did it get out?
The canary.
Yeah.
It died.
Oh, that's too bad.
A long time ago.
Oh, now that reminds me why I came over here.
Yes?
Now, I'm not the one who's complaining. Believe me, if I put my mind to it, I could sleep through a rocket launch. but it's my Ella. A little noise, and she's walking the floor all night.
Oh, say, I'm not disturbing her, am I?
Her?
Yeah, you know. The missus. She's still asleep.
No, no, of course not. She's out of town.
Oh, well, that's fine. I always like to talk things over without the women around. They get so emotional about nothing.
What's wrong? What do you want to tell me?
Well, now, take it easy. It's just the cat.
Cat?
Yeah, the cat. Just got it, didn't you?
I have no cat.
But if my Ella heard it... Well, I heard it, too, for that matter.
I have no cat.
But it came right from this house.
I tell you, I have no cat. Isn't that sufficient?
Well, now, seeing as you're talking that way, I'll speak up myself. Now, I heard a cat yowling last night, and the night before, and the night before that. Now, and it came right from this house. Now, what do you say to that?
Get out. Out.
All right, now, wait, don't get excited. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I haven't got a cat. Maybe it's a stray one caught in your cellar without you knowing it. Now, if you just let me go down there and...
No, I tell you, there is no cat here. Now, get out, get out, get out of here.
It's your house, and that's the kind of neighbor you want to be. I guess I...
Well, what are you standing there for? Get out! Get out!
Now, just a minute. No cat, eh? What was that I just heard?
I told you to get out. You've got no right to come barging in.
Mister, you are a liar.
Get out! Get out of here.
Oh, no, I won't. Listen to that animal. At that intersection 48, creating a public nuisance, I never heard one.
You get out of here. This is my house. Now get out of here.
Now stop pulling at me, mister. I may be off duty, but I'm still an officer of the law. And I'm telling you that cat in there is violating the city ordinance. Oh, listen to it. What the devil?
Yes, yes, I lied. It's a cat. It's just a cat. I'll make it be quiet. If you go away, I promise to make it be quiet.
Will you let go of me? If it's just a cat, what are you getting so excited about?
It's my house.
Well,
it's
sure
my house.
Sure, it's your house. Well, what's going on here? I think I'll just take a look.
No, stay away. Don't open it.
Oh, no.
I told you. I told you to go.
What is it? No, no, stay away. Look at those. Oh, my gun. Gotta get...
Linda. Oh, Linda.
I had to shoot. I gotta get help for my eyes.
Close to me. Yes, Linda, close to me.
I heard you. I heard you.